dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, the drive is live. Shout out to those of you on YouTube and Twitch doing your thing, and also those of you on the text line. We appreciate you joining us. As always, we enjoy it on a... It is a difficult Monday. The Rocket season came to an end last night, and I think there's a lot of frustration going on there, and we will...
We'll get through it together.
We will. We will tackle this thing together. I am hopefully at some point going to be just hammered. I mean, blasted drunk at some point, hopefully.
I'm drunk, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully I am. 41, I see you on the text line. Appreciate you. The happy birthday. 41, it's a weird one. You know, you're coming off of 40. You know, now it's 41 and, you know, I don't feel. But, see, it's always fun for me because my birthday's on. My birthday's on Cinco de Mayo, baby.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, as an entire, I know you don't, you're not asking for it, but I'm telling almost, you, as a show and as a station, we are dropping the ball big time.
I almost stopped prior to the show to go get something, but I didn't want to.
I wish I wasn't coming in on two wheels. I'd have stopped and got a gallon of margaritas. In fact, anybody out there listening has access to a gallon of margaritas. It's Joe's birthday. He likes to have a little pink tint to him. So maybe strawberry.
Strawberry. I do lime too.
I tell you, jalapeno, like a watermelon jalapeno.
I saw a spicy watermelon.
I mean, if anybody out there wants to ease old gallon by, you can. I mean, you can do that. We'd appreciate it. Just let us know. I don't know if Reg is out there listening, but Reg's got a lot of free time between now and then. Joe, doesn't he?
You said I don't know if Reg is listening. He's got a lot of free time. All right, but no, man, it's fun. Appreciate the happy birthday. But let's jump into this. Someone just texted in that damn Jalen Green has to be the main topic of conversation. We got time to stretch our legs to get there. We do. I don't know if we start there. Can I start here, though? As yes, the Rockets lose last night 103-89. And I would like to also say they went on a hell of a run to get to 89 towards the end. I mean, I'm sitting there and we're in the 70s, damn it. And it's pretty deep into the fourth. And I'm just like, good God, I don't even know if Golden State is playing good. Or they're scoring well. I just looking over here, y'all got 76. Like, what is going on? But I will first like to go here. I want to give major credit to, and we'll get into the Rockets because obviously there's a lot to go there, but I want to give major credit, Clint, for them even getting this thing to a game seven. I'm not going to lie to you. When they went down 3-1 and they lost game five, and they lost another close game where Steph in the game closed it out. And I think in that game it was Peyton who started going off and getting layups in the fourth quarter late, and they took that lead and they ran on away with that one. It was 3-1, Clint. I thought this thing was over. I didn't I didn't think they would get it to a game seven. I thought maybe they win game five, but they'll lose game six. For them to go and do what they did the last two games to get it to a game seven and to get it to a place where Clint. Most people were picking them to win that series by the time they got there, right? And everyone's, wow, the Warriors look tired. They look worn. They look all of this, and they did. So I do want to first give them credit for getting this thing to a game seven because, Clint, I thought it was all she wrote after game five. Going into Golden State to win. Now, we're going to crush them.
Yeah.
Into game six to pull that off, I was shocked that they got it.
Yeah, after digging the hole that they dug to get to a game seven was impressive. No question about it. And impressive from a couple of players specifically, for sure.
Yeah.
I go back, Ron, right now, I go back to the question you asked before the playoffs started. Do they have to win a series for it to be a successful playoffs? And I'm asking myself, as I was sitting there last night, I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking about you asking that question. And to me, it was a productive playoff because I think they found out some things about some players that will no longer be here moving forward if they can help it. But I'm having a really hard time.
It wasn't successful?
No.
Oh, I thought you like. Oh, Clint.
That Pissy Poe performance. They let Golden State off the hook multiple times in this series, and you just, I mean, I know a lot of people want to chalk it up to youth, and any mistake that they made was going to be chalked up to youth because they are a young team. It is hard for me to look at what I just watched top to bottom and think that was a successful.
I definitely think. I think maybe. I wonder in 2 weeks or a month if you'll feel the same way. It's really fresh, right? To think that they pushed these cats to a game 7 after being down 3-1, went on the road in game 6 and beat them there handily. And as you said, we learned some stuff. Like Amen Thompson after game 3 was a completely different player. He found his footing. I think Alperen Şengün probably learned some stuff. Now, even though he was 21-14 last night, it was a little rough for him. But I think it was a success going to Game 7. But damn it, Clint, the worst thing is, man, you put everything into it, man. You get it to a Game 7, and then Buddy Hield and Draymond Green get 50 points on you, and you lose. Yeah. Buddy Hield and Draymond Green, you get it down like, all right, Jimmy Butler can't let Jimmy erupt, can't let Steph erupt, and then Draymond and effing Buddy Hield, as they calling him now all across California, Big Shot Bud. He comes through with 33, 9 of 11 from 3 himself. The Rockets made 6. They're 6 of 18 as a team. Mm. And Buddy Hield and Draymond go 16-6. Draymond combines for what I believe what Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green, he combined what those two output was. He was 16-6-5, and I think they were 16-6-3 put together. That's the part, Clint, that is going to be tough to swallow, is you held Steph to 3 points in the first 30 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
And 8 after 3 quarters. Hell, he had 1 bucket in the final, minute of the first half. You're down by 12. That's the part that's the killer, is it was Buddy Hield and Draymond ultimately. Now, Steph came on at the end, but those two guys were the killers for you. That's the part that's hard to swallow.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the entire, not winning a game where they have no Jimmy Butler. The obviously the Jalen Green fallout, Buddy Hield now at this last game. It's just like you look through this series, and this team gate, they handed that series to Golden State on multiple platters, multiple fronts, multiple games. Was there some moments? Sure, there were some moments where they, like you said, they bowed their neck down 3-1 and got to Game 7, just to come out flat, to put it in Ime Udoka's words, just to come out flat.
Yeah, that part's disappointing too.
Yeah,
it did feel like because games, I would say 5 and 6, it felt like the Warriors were flat.
Yep.
Coming out, and it felt like they had gotten understanding of how to come out, and they didn't do that for this one. Like I just assumed there was nerves. To me, that came out. This is Game 7. This is it. The way they came out, which was weird, because it had been flipped and reversed the previous two games of the series. So people texting in their thoughts. The Rockets win if Buddy doesn't have his most efficient game ever. But still, they scored 103 though. That's not insurmountable.
Yeah.
Like, they scored 103 and Buddy went crazy. Like, that's that. Like, you can't be down. You can't be down at the half by double digits. And Steph has scored 1 buck.
You can't be a defensive driven team and do the job that you were doing the majority of the game versus a couple of the most difficult players to guard in the league. and let Buddy Hield was 6 for 6 from 3 points in the first half.
Yeah, 9 of 11 for the game.
I mean, like Buddy can't. Buddy, and some of those shots are just shots. Like, hey, man, he's hot.
Yeah, the one at the end of the quarter. That's,
yeah. I mean, look, that. But you just can't. You can't be so good against the Curry Butlers of the world, and then let him just for four quarters, you know, get.
Well, then there was never really an adjustment. Like, clearly the double Steph and them were understanding and finding Buddy, you know, open, and some of their other shooters. They're lucky. Pazimski didn't crush him because he got left open a lot for open shots. He was just off last night. But I don't know. I think there's a lot of places to go there from that game. And I think one place now is, right, I wonder where people's thoughts are now, because we've had a lot of people over the past, I'd say, couple of years with the thought of, hey, man, let's keep this young group together.
Boy, quiet right now.
Let's keep this young group together. Like, to me, I know I watched it, Clint, and was like, they clearly need to make a move, and not like just rip it all up. I don't think, but they need a piece, an added piece, and maybe one or two of these cats they may need to move on from. But I wonder, did people look at this and take this from, all right, they went to Game 7 and they're learning, like maybe an OKC, and you run it back with some of these guys and make some minor additions, or do you feel like there needs to be a major move, a major change for this team to take the next step coming out of this series? Because I think you could talk yourself into going either way.
Well, I think on two fronts there has to be a major change, right? And one is the basketball side, the literal physical basketball side of it. You could not have watched that series, and it was evident last night. I mean, Jimmy Butler did. I mean, I don't know, he didn't do it, but a couple of times in the second half, But there was nail and coffin type. Once the Rockets got down 8, I think they had a chance to cut it to 3 at one point. But they got down 8 and missed a shot. It was Jimmy Butler and Curry were just, hey man, it's time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have that guy. So just what we've talked about all year long of just having that guy, and it's more evident right now than it ever has been, given the way Jalen Green performed in the playoffs, that you don't have that guy. So you got to go get that guy. But number two, I'll argue that guy would also bring a different mentality, a killer instinct that this team just doesn't have right now. You don't come out round one young as ever. You don't come out flat in a Game 7 at your own place.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was, to me, that didn't seem like.
And nobody turned it around. Like, nobody. Fred, Adam, I mean, like, the leader.
I mean, Fred can only do so much, right? I don't know. Like, I don't know that Fred's. I think there's a dynamic of when everybody in the damn stadium knows that this individual right here gives us a chance to win a title and beat teams that have the great superstars on them. That guy can change the identity of an organization in a way that Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet and
there's a belief too.
Big Adams, you know, yeah. There's just a different, and I think that shift needs to take place. The one thing is for sure in Houston. I said it for years, man. Get three through eight, 3 through 7, 8. Get them right. I think you got 2 through 8, 9 right.
Who's
now.
Who's 2?
Well, I think Shingun's the only one that's a 2 right now. Amin's coming. No question. But, I mean, to me, the difference between Amin Thompson and Shingun, there's obviously a huge difference if you're comparing the two players physically. But, like, when I look at them, like, there is a ceiling is literally through the roof with Amin Thompson. It's just a matter of how much can he develop it.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.